Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greatest good, I am so grateful that you are that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you are always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I can only say that I am always asking, knocking, seeking, praying to be able to give more, to inspire you more, to uplift you more, to encourage you more, to be the more that you truly are. We're in a now moment of eternity. It requires us to really care to do that which is ours to do for all of the great ones that have come before us, the proper leadership in terms of how do we respond correctly and directly to being under a global agenda that is genocide and depopulation. We have not been shown that way. And so, because we are here not under our own auspices, but we are here to honor and to glorify the legacy of the lineages that we represent. And not just the last two or three generations, but 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15, 30, 40, 50 generations. We are here to honor and glorify that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us, to be in a place and space where we are uncompromising with our duty, obligation, and responsibilities as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, to be completely committed to life. And the trick has been to make you feel all right with killing yourselves and your children, putting you in a place where you feel like it is your free will to be wrong, to be out of alignment, to do that which undermines your own cellular functioning, to be in a place where you're glib about having to die from something anyway. And so I'm the one who cares enough to really get you to understand that you will never, ever have anything greater than your life. And to be glib about throwing it away is the evidence of your behavior having been modified. It is not the natural inclination of any intelligence to love and justify killing itself. And because you're being distracted by the police brutality and the tasings over here and the shootings over here and whatnot, that you are really not paying attention to the real genocide in terms of the hospitals that are allowing people to slip away into death because they do not have the love, the care, the sense enough to just open up the bowel. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that it ain't rocket science, you all. We were given so much of the Creator's own very intelligence directly. This thing is not like we can't outthink a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death is multi-trillion-dollar business. And we got all this education, all this money, all this opportunity, all this, and then you can't think a greater thought than killing everybody and participating with it. And then wonder why it is they can shoot you in the streets and nothing comes of it. But we understand the foundation of this country in the annihilation of our indigenous families, the enslavement of our African families, and the continued incarceration and the criminally injustice system. And we have to come to a point and place where we say, oh, no more. The buck stops here. We will no longer participate. What will it take for you to come to a point and place where you exalt a full care, to exalt a full life's urge and do nothing to undermine yourself and your children? To be in a place and space where these people cannot pay you to do things that need not be done, that you have that much sense, you have that much care, you have that much love, you have that much concern, you have that much wisdom, you have that much faith. We We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really dwell in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. To be able to bypass all of the stuff that has you in a place where you are fearful, you are in trepidation, you focus so much time and energy and attention in listening and paying attention to those who have no light, no love, no wisdom, and no sense, even if they have money. Because you will only get back what you put out there, because the law is exacting. So when we have conspiracy amongst governments that legislate, perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death for profit, then you have a people who are destined to be discontinued in existence. But then the thought is, oh, well, because there is no death, then we can be as wicked as we want to be. And then when we die, we still go up into the heavens and the exalted realms and sit at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the... You understand? I'm just saying is that we've got to get beyond the foolishness to understand that we have a direct line of light to absolute truth. And your belief systems that have put you in a place and space where you still have sickness, illness, disease, degradation, deprivation. You're in fear, insecurity, doubt. You run to the doctors. I don't understand how it is that you consistently are seeking the truth but then will not apply it. When your spirit knows what it is. And you say, well, Adama, you just said our behavior has been modified. Well, yes, but the spirit that is in that body is greater than anything that man can create, but you have to activate it. You have to want to be in a place where you stand in the integrity of the truth of who you are, because true political consciousness is only reflected in vivid self-representation, in the exaltation of who you are as this point of the presence of the absolute. There is nothing that the Democratic Party or the Democratic Party or the Republicans or any of these ones can add to you. These are the ones who you consistently support with every fiber of your being. Every time that you go out and you buy the chicken and you buy the fish and you buy the cows and the pigs and all of these things and feed off of the flesh of these dead animals. And we have to realize what's causing the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the leukemia, the HIV, the AIDS, the tuberculosis, all of this stuff is because our bodies are literally the temples for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God and goddess. And under a world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and genocide, facilitated by those forces that we can refer to as the satanic, the Luciferian, and the forces of the devil, the corporate deities of death who make sure that we have so much access to that which has no nutritional value, nothing that the body needs, and it becomes more wanted, more lusted for, more desired than that which supports you in being able to function in the fullness of who you are as an intelligence of existence itself. We're in a now moment where we must understand that as men, you are the progenitor of lineages of people. Your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to exalt life. Your focus and attention should be in aligning yourself and yourselves with the intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is all there is, and you are this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of it. You are not here to pimp and prostitute and play these games. Try to be big ballers with big balls and big guns and whatnot and end up getting incarcerated, and you spend most of your life locked up, locked down in a mental spiral of distortion and dysfunction. That is not who you are. You are at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. You are literally the God that dwells in that body temple, but the temple is under siege. And people want to act as if you really want to do something about the way that things are, but you don't want to change your life. But then you're not satisfied. You always want more. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough this. You don't have enough that. But you throw yourself away. And I'm saying to you, that on behalf of the lineages that we represent, that it is our time to rise. It is our time to get up. It is our time to realize that under a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness, that everybody is under siege. And that they're playing the game so we can be us against them and them against us and this and that and the other. And I'm saying, no, we are all here to exalt the oneness of existence. And that there is absolute law that governs absolutely everything and everybody. And for a global people, those who are the ascendants and descendants and remnants of humanity, as well as those who are kind of human, you are still authorized by the intelligence of existence to function intelligently. And there's nothing intelligent about killing people for sport, for game, for money, for anything. How much money is worth a person's life? You'll kill somebody because they are desperate enough to take money from somebody. There is really no reason to be killing people. And the reason that you do it, and it's okay, is because of the distortion and the defilement that's charged on the blood as a result of being bloodthirsty, as a result of feeding off the carcasses of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and whatnot, and then dousing your blood with alcohol and tobacco and white sugar and all of this stuff that makes you crazy. Absolutely insane. But then you want to be respected as intelligent people. And I'm saying to you, if you enjoy killing yourself, then enjoy your dying, enjoy your suffering, enjoy your pain. Leave the doctors alone. Stay out the trauma and the drama centers. Okay? Otherwise, if you really love your life, then live your life. Claim your life. Consciously care to be reoriented in the divinity of your being and stop playing with yourself, acting as if you can just come back again and do it again. Come back to do what? I can't imagine that there has ever existed a time prior to this where the bodies, the hearts, the minds, and the souls of the people were as corrupt, as defiled as this. And to have conversations with people to say, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter what we eat. We can just pray. We just come together and pray. It don't matter what we eat. Yes, it matters because our prayers do not have the quality of potency to erase the consequences of decades of violation against yourself. But these liars have you all believing that you can be guilty and offensive in being disobedient, disregarding, being out of alignment with the very laws that govern your being, and then take a pill and erase it all. Have somebody just wave their hand and you're healed. And then yet you still will not reach for life. You still will not humble yourself to admit that you have been in error. You won't repent.
and forgive yourself as well as everybody else. We are in a place and space in existence where our very existence as a humankind and humanity lay in the balance. Because what? Because there is a world-conquering rampage to have you divided within the very cells of your own being. And we know that one divided against itself cannot stand. And so everybody's trying to figure out who the enemy is, but the enemy is right there inside of you. It is as a result of the accumulation of nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, preservatives, hormones, pesticide, herbicide, larvicide, chemical residues that have modified your behavior, and then the rot that is stenching from all of the decaying animals that you have consumed over decades. We have to be aggressive, intensely intentional about our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, so that we are able to be completely renewed and rebirthed, revivified and realigned, and a resurrected people. That is destiny. Because there is no way in hell, no way within the earth, upon the earth, that wickedness can triumph over the laws of existence, over the intelligence of existence, over the forces of existence itself. So our clearing, cleansing, purifying these body temples is so the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence, the love of the absolute and supreme intelligence, the way, the will, the integrity, the high frequency energy, essence of that which is God and Goddess can be completely re-enthroned as our absolute reality. This is what our liberation looks like, where we are not struggling. We are exalting a full life, sir. You aren't told to struggle and struggle and struggle. You were told to love the intelligence of your being, that which you refer to as Mother, Father, Creator, God, the Lord, the law, with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. That's what you were told to do. But nah, y'all love your reefer more than you love your lungs. You love your fish more than you love your bones. You love all of these things. And it's just terrible. Because what? Because your life is your gift. And we are here to honor, to glorify, to exalt, to stand forward, to stand on behalf of life itself. And we cannot think that we do not deserve a tragic date with fate when we support and are complicit and complacent with the annihilation of 20 billion creatures on an annual basis. And these people have you thinking that the animals don't matter, that it's only about the people, but then the people are killing themselves. We have sisters having baby after baby after baby, never being properly nourished within themselves so that they could have given their children the fullness of what they deserve to have. There is absolute law that would govern every aspect of our lives so that our lives would be lived in the glory and the honor, a consistent exaltation and unfoldment as we are applying ourselves in a daily due diligence to being in a place and space where we are honoring life itself, all of life itself. And to realize that none of the books and none of the religions are a prerequisite for you coming into the fullness of yourself. That you can bypass it all just by having an intensity of intention to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that you stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are, as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence. You cannot be so shy that you will not claim your truth. And that's much more powerful than saying I'm black or I'm Muslim or I'm Christian or I'm Kemetic or I'm this. I am this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence. This is our common denominator. Everybody can claim it. But everybody has to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated at the cellular level so that the integrity of the truth of the being has been completely infused upon every atom and every cell of the being directly so that we are harmonious with all orders of existence itself. This is where the perfect peace and the perfect poise. People are having issues because we have been given the example of lawlessness. Those who are always talking about law and order, these are the most wicked people on the face of the earth talking about law and order, and they want to beat you into submission after they done led you astray, and then you go and follow them, and then they pull you out the game and lock you up over here because you were following them. And I'm just saying is that for where we are right now, this is our time to realize that every time you buy chicken, every time you buy fish, every time you buy alcohol and tobacco and whatnot, you're putting money in the hands of the people who hate you. There's no such thing as white supremacy. What we see that we are referring to as white supremacy is stupidity, idiocy on crack. Because there is no way in hell that you can truly prosper when you don't have enough love, light, wisdom, or truth, enough sense to realize that everything that has gone before you is here to show you and teach you so that you have a guide as to how to live. And you cannot live thinking that you have more right to live than everybody else. So in order for you to control the world, you have to destroy the world. In order for you to have leverage in the system so that you have all the game that you want to hunt and kill and mount up on your walls, that you could do all of these things. Death is coming for you, baby. I'm just going to tell you, just like it is. And if you think that you can be murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, usurpers, deceivers, and have the fullness of life, have the fullness of wealth, that is mistakenness. That's delusion. It isn't existing like that. But they got y'all feeling as though having the paper is your wealth. No, having the integrity of your own divinity and access to a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and to be under the auspices of your soul to tap the DNA, that which is your heritage and inheritance, that is our wealth. There is nothing that these people can give us that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked. And why you don't want to be whole, I don't get it. In light of everything that you see. We are in a now moment where I am, and you should be calling a moratorium on death and killing and murder and defilement and degradation and dysfunction. To know that you have the right to be corrected. That Mother Earth, Mother Nature, our universal mothers, our cosmic mothers, the intelligence of all there is as existence itself wants you to come forward in your wholeness. There is no glory that anybody has just for you to die and be supporting death. Coca-Cola is a multi-billion dollar corporation that has, its water is not even good. But we work for these people. We can't have a conversation about black money and black this. It doesn't exist like that. Because we're all intertwined. We all in it. All in the wickedness. All in the distortion. All in the dysfunction. And the only way you get free is that you liberate at the cellular level. Thank you. You can be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, and resurrected. In the fullness of the truth of the all that you are, as a conscious immortal, you have to want it. You have to ask for it. You have to apply yourself to it. You cannot keep company with people who don't give a damn about what's right. You can't continue to just keep getting high and spewing yourself and doing all kinds of things that undermine your own well-being. You have to care to walk in the integrity of the truth of yourself. On behalf of all of those that we have come through, whose names we cannot even call, on behalf of all of those who have gifted so much of themselves, who've left so much of themselves, we can turn in and tune into so many different frequencies and energies that we really never have to pay attention to Fox News and CNN and all of these ones who want to keep you focused on all of the distortion, because there's a good news that there is. There's a resurrection is happening on the planet. Women are raising up. The youth are raising up. The animals are even raising up. There's a consciousness that is all pervasive. And the issue is, what are you bringing to the table? And there's no gift that we can give that is greater than the substance of who we already are. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to have been here for 17 years. I don't know how long I'll be here with WRFG. I don't know how long I'm going to be on the planet. I just don't know. But I tell you what, for as long as I walk the face of this earth, I will be consciously, intensely intentional on urging you, encouraging you to accept the truth of yourself. Because there is only literally one self. There's only one of us, really, and it is the intelligence of existence. It is beyond gods and goddesses. It's beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is ever-present, all-pervasive. It's never absent. The issue is, will we care to be that righteous, that upright, that kind, that considerate, that forgiving, that merciful, that godly? But that is the key to our liberation. Aside for that, you will get exactly what you've been applying yourself to. And I'm saying, reach for your life, your eternal life. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, we thank you. Being in this now moment with everything being as it is necessary that we do have an opportunity to hear something other than the bad news that is going on, and to really be in a place where you are supported in realizing that there's a good news. And the good news is that you have the opportunity to make choices that are truly in your own best interest on a daily basis, to get beyond all of the other stuff in terms of the programming, the behavior modification, the
psychological and psychiatry and all of these systems that have allowed sickness, illness, disease, degradation, deformation, mental retardation, and all of these other things to come forward. And we are in crisis as a global humanity, a global family. And though the crisis exists, there are so many of us who are really here to avert it, who can do something about it if we would so choose to be so responsive, to be in a place and space where it really matters to us what contribution we're making in the world, what contribution we're making to life, what contribution we're making in any of the circles of family and friends and co-workers and other ones that you may have opportunity to meet any day, anywhere. Because that's how often we have opportunity. Is everywhere that we show up to make a difference in the world just by consciously caring to be a blessing wherever you are. But it's extremely difficult to be the blessing if you are not exalting your blessedness, if you are not really dwelling in the conscientiousness of how truly blessed you are. Not by virtue of finances and having things, but by virtue of each and every breath that you take. By virtue of every step that you make. By virtue of your being present in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. That we are in a now moment that the veils of darkness are being lifted. And those who choose consistently over time to exalt a full life's urge, to do that which is truly in their best interest, who care to be disciplined and disciples of truth and light and love and wisdom, and to be poised as points of the presence of that intelligence that we refer to as God. This is truly how we get leverage in a system that is not godly, in a world system that is perpetuated by men or those who want to be respected as men and womb men. But to properly orient oneself after being miseducated and religiously trained to accept sinfulness as your nature, to be in a place where you are glib about your right to be out of alignment with the laws that govern your being. This is the programming that we all have received. And in light of it, and in spite of it, the laws of life, the laws of existence are still present and pervasive. And you have the opportunity, we have the opportunity to really align ourselves with those laws so that we are able to be corrected and realigned, reoriented in the purposes of existence, reoriented in our conscious care to be vehicles and vessels of the love, the light, the wisdom, the truth, the peace, and the power of the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses. And in consciously accepting that you have the power to choose, you also have the power to invoke and call forth the triumph of absolute love as the reality of every aspect of your life. Because you get what you ask for. What you are consciously desirous of, whether you speak it or not, but the fact that you have been given, and we have been blessed with the faculty of speech, the faculties of thought and consideration and reflection and meditation and all of these things that get and give us
leverage over a system that wants us to be on an automatic pilot with this cataclysmic ride with demise that seems to be so profitable to so many, but the profit is delusion. There is no real profit in railroading people towards sickness, illness, disease, death, defamation, degradation, violation, and whatnot, so that you are making millions and millions of dollars on pharmaceuticals and caskets and surgeries and all of these things, prison and warring and whatnot. We have to realize that those who have taken responsibility to misorient and disorient and miseducate and fool, hoodwink and bamboozle, these ones are not the ones to be followed. That you and I have a much greater opportunity in this now moment. Why? Because we can see much more clearly the confusion that these ones are in. Because everywhere they are, there is confusion. There is more war. There is more sickness. There is more illness. There is more disease. So we have to come to a point in place where we will no longer participate. If you really care to have leverage. Now, if you don't mind being sick, ill, diseased, and dying and whatnot, then you can just continue to do what you're doing, but it does not give your lineages proper representation. It doesn't help your children to be supported, or your grandchildren, in claiming their rights to life, in them being able to exalt a full life's urge. And this is what time we're in, because if we continue to do the same things we've always done, we'll continue to get the same results, except we will get more and it will get worse in terms of the obesity and diabetes and all of the cancers and the leukemias and the HIV and AIDS and arthritis and rheumatism and hypertension and heart disease and strokes and heart attacks and hysterectomies and impotency and infertility and blindness and STDs and tuberculosis, alcoholism, drug addiction, substance abuse, premature pregnancies, abortions, multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, lupus, rape, incest, whoredom, prostitution, molestation, murder, theft, attention deficit disorder, bipolarism, schizophrenia, sarcoidosis, homelessness, domestic violence, insanity, divorce, police brutality, suicide, homicide, unemployment, spiritual, physical, mental impoverishment, overwhelming debt, further entrapment, enslavement, incarceration, execution, genocidal annihilation. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that if our educational systems do not support us in knowing how to feed, knowing how to eat, knowing how to facilitate optimum cellular functioning so that we are able to think and perform optimally as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to live our lives with the greatest of health and vibrancy and longevity and no disease, then that education is more costly than it's worth. We could do much better without it. And to realize that there are several families of generations of families that have created unbelievable wealth, producing, manufacturing, marketing, distributing, advertising, and selling the flesh of dead pigs and cows and dead chickens and turkeys and dead fish and other sea creatures and their scraps from the slaughterhouses disguised as hot dogs and sausages, lunch meats. And then there's the coffee and the sugar products, the tobacco, the alcohol, the pharmaceuticals, the drugs, the preservatives, the antibiotics, the hormones, the artificial sweeteners, artificial colors, artificial flavors, creating an artificial people. Leaving us drugged, drunk, defiled, degraded, sick, and diseased. These are the death industries. And they should not be in business. And they really are not our businesses. So we have to come to a point where we are living to make the changes, to be the change. We're changing so that we are able to live, so that we are able to thrive, so that we are not on this cataclysmic ride with demise. We are in a now moment where we have to decide how we want to be in this. It was said, to be or not to be, that is the question. And it's also a question as to the substance and the quality of being that we will apply ourselves to in order to strengthen ourselves, in order to be in a place and space where you really can correct from the influences that we have had over the years to be glib about having the right to poison ourselves with all of this stuff. And to be in a place where we will realize that our individual efforts, our individual actions, our failures to act and to do that which is truly in the best interest of all of us, our inability to really call forth and invoke the light of absolute and supreme intelligence to help us to realign and reorient and correct ourselves so that we are a glory unto the intelligence of existence itself, that we are living harmonious with Mother Earth and Mother Nature and all of her creatures, that we are literally realizing the real I in us is truly seeing the harmony of the whole of existence itself, and realizing that because we are on a planet that is in flotation and rotation within the very presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and in relationship to the rest of all there is as existence itself, that which is cosmic, of upon which and within which there are an infinitude of universes, and we are only in one of them, but we have come to the earth through the wounds of our mothers, sparked by this divine sacred energy from our fathers, and now we are having to exalt a full effort, a full care, not to be struggling, but to really understand the power that we have in choosing to serve life, the power that we have in claiming our right to be right, the power that we have in allowing ourselves to get real serious about loving our lives and realizing that we will never, ever have anything greater than who and what we already are, but naked. And now that we see that the education has not added to the substance of us to the degree to which we are rightly oriented in this life. Then now that we realize that money and fame and fortune and materiality and sexuality and sensuality and all of these things do not add to the blessedness of us, but they can be true distractions of us, for us, distractions from what we are really purposed to be doing upon the planet while we're on the planet, in terms of rejoicing in the blessedness of our being, as well as enhancing, enriching, and resubstantiating the substance of us so that our spirits are enriched and enriching, that our lives are really truly vivifying of the intelligence that we have been gifted. But it is not intelligent to be killing ourselves, nor is it intelligent to think that because you can behaviorally modify masses of people to want that which is undermining themselves, to fight for that which does not give them any greater leverage in the world, but to be in a place where you feel entitled to be out of alignment with the laws of existence, the purpose of existence. This is the true level of impoverishment that exists, the impoverishment of care to ask, care to seek, care to really be in alignment with the purposes in being. It's impoverishment. A spiritual impoverishment, impoverishment of character, an impoverishment of ethics and morals that put us in a place where we are inundated with all of this garbage that is available to ourselves, to our children, to it was available to us when we were children. For us to realize that now, because there is so much sickness, illness, and disease, that so many ones have to begin to question everything. To be in a place where not only are you questioning, but now you are recommitting yourself to being cleared from it all, cleansed from it all, renewed and rebirthed from it all, so that you are becoming more of the all that you truly are on a daily basis. Because we can complain about what people do. We can complain about what people won't do, what people don't do. We can complain about other people's inconsistencies and hypocrisies and contradictions. But the issue is that when we want to create something different, to externalize a greater way, then we have to do the greater thing with ourselves, for ourselves, within ourselves, within ourselves. And it requires a commitment to do that, to be consistently committing and recommitting, committing and recommitting, committing and recommitting to life itself, just like you're breathing. With each and every breath and every beat of your heart, you are having the opportunity to oxygenate and to facilitate the removal of toxins and the infusion of nutrients and whatnot upon your cells, so that you are literally consistently charged in the frequency of that which is life itself, by breath itself, to be in a place where you are having the opportunity to truly enjoy your living. But when we've come to a place where so many ones are not enjoying their living, then we have to really consciously care to be and to make a difference wherever we are. Because otherwise, other people's sickness, illness, disease, degradation, and desperation and whatnot can spill over into your life until you come to a point and place where you will not have all of that, because you are consciously seeking, consciously reaching for, embracing, claiming, calling, invoking that which is your right to be right, to be corrected, to be in alignment, to be in a place where you are completely centered in the reality of your divinity, centered on behalf of the establishment of that which is not just sanity, but that which is the greatest degree of political consciousness we can have, which is our vivid self-representation as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. America as a corporate entity and deity has to have a president, but those of us who don't participate in it, we have the opportunity to participate in the eternal ordering that is happening. We have the opportunity to participate in the reconciliation with Mother Earth and the universe that we're in, to in being under the administering intelligences of the tribunals of the whole. You understand that the earth herself is under surveillance. Not that those ones who set up cameras here upon the planet and always want to listen to our conversations and read our emails and try to see if anybody is subversive to the government or whatnot. The government is subversive to itself. We really don't have to do anything against it, because it in truth really does not exist. As government, there is no government that you can have in lawlessness. You understand? So that which is touted to be government, that is lawlessness, that has licensed, certified, degreed, miseducated, and empowered other ones to consistently lie to the people, perpetuate sickness, illness, disease to the people. This is not government. This is criminality. This is lawlessness. And we have no right to participate with it when we care to be in alignment with that which is the will of existence, the will of that which we refer to as God. We do not have the right to be in a place where we will continue to support that which is not correcting us. And then people want to say, oh, well, there's no right and there's no wrong. It's all necessary. If we didn't have all of this wickedness and evil, we wouldn't know what right and light is. That's foolishness. There is order in existence. And the worlds and realms do not have to spin out of order to come back to order. There is order that is instituted as the perfection of existence. This is how intelligent the intelligence of existence is. And there's so much more to existence than just the duality of right and wrong and black and white and this and that and this and that. There is an infinitude that exists all at the same time. But our ability to see beyond the dualities is completely contingent upon how much we apply ourselves towards really being in right alignment with life itself, with each and every breath we take, with every beat of our hearts, with every step that we make. Our continually feeding on the flesh of violated beings charges our blood with violation. And the violation that is charged on our blood becomes a violation or puts us in a place where we can choose. We're choosing that which creates greater degrees of violence and violation. And this is a real issue. And the root of the issue in terms of why we have trigger happy policemen and we have those who would wear these robes, whether it's the preacher's robes or the choir robes or the judge's robes, whoever is robed, who are they serving? What are they ministering to? What is the message that they're putting forward? Who is their audience? What is their intention? But 9 times out of 10, where they have continued to feed themselves off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of other beings, all of this alcohol and tobacco and sugar and all of this. And we see how the culture is being perpetuated in all of the movies and the media and all of this, that everybody has to drink. The surgeons are having drinks after work. They're having hamburgers and hot dogs between surgeries. You understand, we are in a place and space where everybody needs to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified and renewed, because there is so much more of their own talent, skill, ability, and divinity that exists. Because every nation, every hue of people has their gifts to give to the world, and everybody is being misled, has been miseducated, under this frequency of energy that is globalization and capitalization and all of this, where money and resources, the grappling for resources, the excavation of resources, the rape and violation of Mother Earth and Mother Nature and her creatures and the indigenous and aboriginal and native people and their land on this planet. We have to raise completely up by getting to that place and space where we will do nothing to undermine ourselves, that we will facilitate optimum cellular functioning by acknowledging the perfection of existence and the perfection of the design that we have been gifted as absolute and supreme intelligences that are men, the progenitor of lineages, and that are womb men, the perpetuator of lineages. and to understand that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is in the exaltation of life. Not in killing and murdering and subjugating and bastardizing and usurping, capitalizing, incarcerating, all of that. That's not what we're here to do. That's the distortion and dysfunction that has come as a result of the violation of the blood, the defilement of the temples of the spirits of the true living gods and goddesses. Each and every day, you should be exalting a full life's urge, sitting with yourself, looking in the mirror, reverencing and respecting the gift that you've been given, that is life. The gift that you've been given, that is the capacity for thinking. The gifts that you've been giving for the capacity of loving, honoring, reverencing, worshiping, exalting, and caring to be all that you were created to be as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. This is where we can harmonize. This is how we come together. This is how we transcend all of the boxes, the limited frames of reference, the divisiveness, the disorder, the disrespect, the disregard, the violations, the separation, the subjugation. We are greater than all of it. And where we care to be great, we will get the benefit of that care. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.